It was just like, heaven came down. It was like all up here, and then it was just like, come on, have a seat.
Okay. What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Well, what do you do for work right now? What is your work?
I'm disabled now. I don't do anything, really, except
so your job is being disabled. Okay.
No. My job is to take care of myself.
Your job is to take care of yourself. So, yeah. And all right, this, because every job, remember, everything counts. There's no, like, okay. This isn't counting because I'm not really having a job. This is your job. So what's your next, what did you do in the past for work?
I was a cytotechnologist for 25 years. I was
a what type of technologist?
A cytotechnologist.
Tell us what that is.
As medical technologists analyze your blood in the laboratory in the hospital to diagnose disease.
Okay.
I looked at pap smears and non-GYN
pathology. Okay, gotcha. Keep going. What else you got?
I was a veterinary technician, and now I'm doing healing.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. And so who has come to you in the past? What's the...
The people I worked with in the past.
Well, yeah, I mean, who comes to you? Who do you work with in the world? Who do you help?
As a cytotech, I work with pathologists, radiologists, and patients. And I help all of them by diagnosing for them. I used to work with veterinarians and animals and their owners. And now I'm working on myself and trying to heal.
Okay. All right.
What was the common theme or primary way you have always liked to share your gifts?
Yeah.
Healing, helping others by diagnosing their health issues. It was the common thread between all of those things, which I didn't realize. As a cytotech, I was helping diagnose disease and helping them with their health.
Wow.
So I'm a healer as a cytotech, but I never realized it for 25 years till I got here.
Okay.
And now I'm healing, and it's a continuation of what I did before, but on a much more personal and spiritual level.
Okay, for Yvonne, since you weren't here yesterday, first question's easy, what do you do for work? Second question's easy, who do you do it for? Okay, don't make it too complicated. I know what I wrote there is a little complicated. Just what do I do? What do I do it for? Third question is basically, what do you enjoy the most? What do you like to deliver to those people? So I got this job, whatever it is, my health, you know, whatever is going on at the time. This is what comes to me, and this is what I really like to do. Now, what they get out of it is different than what you like to do. Okay, but you like to do that. So you like to be analytical.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there's a piece of you that enjoys the analysis of what's going on.
Yes.
And doesn't enjoy the people that much.
No.
That's okay. Why. So this is important. Okay. All right. So you like that more separate kind of like bird's eye view of what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is why you now are working on yourself, because eventually people are just like, I'm done with that.
There's something else too.
Something else?
Yeah, what is the common theme? I ride a motorcycle, and you have to be very aware of your environment around you. You have to figure out what's going on and observe everything. As a cytotech, you're observing on a micro level. Mm-hmm. Everything around you, and you're traveling on a slide at a micro level. What you're doing on a motorcycle.
We got it. That's the analytic part.
Okay.
You love analytics. Okay. You love to look at things and figure them out and think
right.
them through, and that's what you love to do. Okay. So now, when you do interact with people, or I guess, so when you worked with. I guess when you work with the doctors, I'm gonna be throwing this to the court here as well. What do you think people walk away from you with?
I have courage.
What do they get?
What do they get? I don't know.
Like a map of somewhere to start to help healing others. a little bit, right? I mean, if she's handing them, if she's saying this, she's sort of giving an analysis.
You're right. Right. Her analysis, but
helps them.
I feel
tool.
Like you get clarity and simplification.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you what I feel every time Mary Beth talks to me. Completely confused.
You know what I do?
I'm like, she walks away, I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Right?
I thought this from my father.
Funny. Okay. You just said clarity when you said confusion.
I think of what I'm talking about, but I don't mention the subject, and then I just mention the background about it because I'm thinking of it, but I don't give the subject before I spell it out.
Right. So what you do is you have this unique ability to have both this analytical scientific mind and a totally distracted child body and behavior.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So there's a part of you that has this point, but there's another part of you that can never get to it. And so I'm like, I know you've got a point, and so what you do is you make me think. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? So okay. you actually, people walk away with a new way of thinking about things. Okay?
That's really cool. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, now the final piece.
What is your life purpose?
So I confuse the crap out of people, which helps them look deeper, see deeper, and see things in a way that they can't see it in their normal life. Now, that's what you're doing. So. When I'm done with people.
When Mary Beth talks, I want to hear what she says. When she talks, where do you what happens when she talks for you guys? So can someone say this? I have an opinion also, but you go up and out.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Anyone?
I start trying to figure out.
So do
yeah,
I.
That's right.
I try to
she's trying to say.
Because I know she's gonna start in left field.
What do you say?
Right? I mean, when she talks, I'm like, as a teacher, to be honest, I'm like, okay. I actually have to pay attention in a different way. I have to sort of, because, and I think we're starting in left field. And I know for a fact that you have a point.
Yep.
Right.
Like, there is something there. I don't think it, but I have to feel like, I have no idea how we started here, but there is a piece this, but I feel like I have to sort of think about it. And then listen and then think like, okay, how does this connect? And then how can I respond? But there is something about that that causes me to think about something differently. I don't know.
So can we put it as she prompts us to lean in?
Remember, the gift is, so really, really, she has the childlike gift. You know, it's like when you're talking to a 3-year-old
and they
tell you the what they're doing in the box.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's what's going on in there?
So I know she has a point. I know she has a point.
Right,
it's very
right.
clear from the minute she opens her mouth, there's a really strong purpose to what I'm about to say.
Right, right. And she says it
but
with
But we
such,
might not
such,
ever get there.
Volition.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, oh.
but,
she
but, but, so,
she
but the thing is,
sometimes.
But the thing is, it's not...
We might not
it's,
get it, to where you want us to get.
It's not...
I feel like
it's about... So we got what your objective is.
Yeah.
We're not confused about your objective. You've got these great ideas. How you deliver it, the way you deliver it, what you do, triggers people or changes people in a certain way. That's all we want to know here. This is your deliverable. Okay? So because you don't like people that much, starting it with when I'm done with somebody, when I'm done talking with somebody, because it's not a matter of I'm walking through anything. It's sort of like you go up, it's like you're a hitman. You go up, boom, you're done, and you move on. So when I'm done talking with somebody, I've expanded their vision. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I awaken their curiosity.
And you set them on a quest for the truth. It's like, oh, I get
right. You stimulate their analytical. Like, wake up. They wake up analytically. They wake up. You know, they're. Let's so I wake people up. You definitely wake us up. And I confuse them. So the confusion leads to a shift in perspective.
So they unstick them with confusion.
But that's what she's doing. So she can put that on number three. But what are they getting? So that confusion leads to sort of new perspective.
That's the thing that I just said. Like, I feel like sometimes we don't always get to it, because I feel like as a teacher, sometimes I think, did she get what she needed?
So people I work with get a new perspective.
I'm not sure she got what she wanted. So new perspectives, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, and for me, Mary Beth, it's like I want to understand you because you have so much passion.
But what do you walk away with?
I walk away with that desire of understanding, like that's cool. Like everybody looks from a different perspective, and
right.
I want to further.
And that different perspective gives you a broader view, right?
Right.
So after when I work with people, once I'm done talking with somebody. They have a broader view. They are, what was the other piece?
New perspective.
New perspective and broader view are the same thing, right? And there's like a humor. They're happier.
Like
you know, there's like
openness.
They're open and happy.
Okay.
You'll be able to listen to this again.
Yeah. Okay. That
was all right. All right.
Awesome.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yep.
She makes me feel comfortable because left feels fine.
That's what you. So when you get up here, we may be talking about some of the same stuff. All right.